Joining us right now, State Representative Katrina Shanklin. Several things going on in Madison, but let's first talk about one of your victories. On this coming Friday, there's a signing ceremony in La Crosse on one of the pieces of legislation you co-authored. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it is a workforce development bill to help people with disabilities get access to long-term full-time employment assistance, which is really beneficial. Right now, there's a wait list of over 4,000 people who are people with disabilities looking for work and who are waiting for help seeking that work and getting workplace assistance. And this bill fully funds the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which is part of the Department of Workforce Development, and allows these people to seek full-time jobs. That is really meaningful employment to them and helps our community as well.
Refresh my memory. Isn't this the proposal that not only is good use of state money, but brings in more federal dollars for the same purpose?
Yes, exactly. So it is a great investment for us because we're only spending $4 million while leveraging $15 million from the federal government.
That's a huge difference right there.
It is, and it will help a lot because currently many of the people on the wait list are also, you know, they don't have full-time employment, but they also are on public benefits. So when we help those 4,000 people on the wait list get full-time employment, we're also taking them off the public dole. So we're really going to be saving a lot of money in the long run. We're empowering people with disabilities to have meaningful employment. They're contributing to their communities. It's a win-win-win.
No doubt about that. I understand you've been in caucus quite a bit today. What's the party talking about?
Sure. Well, tomorrow we're taking up a healthcare special session. And the legislature is being forced to put a Band-Aid on the Republican-created problems with Badger Care and the many people being kicked off Badger Care. So that's what we're discussing today, and I'm looking forward to a vigorous debate on the floor tomorrow.
I imagine you're right about the vigorous debate part. I'm sure your counterparts will blame the Obama administration for making this a mistake, while the Democrats will blame the Walker administration for not doing it differently. So what do you expect will happen tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you, Democrats will be pushing for the Medicaid expansion. We Democrats are united in our support for expanding access to affordable health care for the citizens of Wisconsin, whereas Governor Walker's plan costs more. It actually covers fewer Wisconsinites, so we're paying more for less. Citizens of Wisconsin will be paying about $120 million more to cover almost 100,000 people less right now. So it only makes sense for both taxpayers and the people who currently do not have health care for us to accept that Medicaid expansion and be able to cover more people for less taxpayer dollars.
I had another Democratic state office holder tell me recently, and you may know who this is just by the comment, say that if the workforce development bill was a good investment by putting a little in and getting more back from the feds, why isn't the governor taking the extra Medicaid dollars?
Exactly, and I see no reason why we shouldn't be. This is purely ideological at this point. We take federal money for roads. We take federal money for schools. Why should we not take the Medicaid money when my bill, the DVR bill, takes federal dollars and leverages them with a state match? We can do the same thing for health care. It will empower people. They'll be more productive citizens. They'll have actual access to affordable health care, and we save $120 million of taxpayer money. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me.
Anything else coming up in the special session that you believe could be a battle?
Well, I think tomorrow we'll have a debate over, you know, the Medicaid expansion first and foremost. But there is something, Larry, that came up today in the legislature that you might have heard about, the redistricting reform referendum that Democrats brought up. So I'd love to talk about that.
I did hear about that. And from what I understand, you're looking at going statewide referendum.
Yes. So we introduced the redistricting reform bill a while ago, and it would take the power out of politicians' hands and allow nonpartisan redistricting reform to happen. Citizen advocates, editorial boards, people from all over the state have approved of this bill, but unfortunately, Republicans have refused to give either bill a hearing. So in response, the Democrats who introduced this bill are now pushing for an advisory referendum. We're taking it to the people so that the people can decide whether or not they feel that politicians should be involved in drawing the maps and choosing the electorate. We believe as Democrats that voters should be choosing their representatives, not the other way around, and we think it's time that the people decide rather than the politicians.
Without having the majority in either side of the Capitol, do you believe that this may be just an argument for a moot point, or do you think there's going to be enough pressure to actually get some votes on the other side?
I hope that there's enough pressure. And what we are doing, all 14 co-authors of the bill as freshman assembly Democrats, we are working on building personal relationships with members across the aisle and talking to them individually about their support for nonpartisan redistricting and encouraging them to sign on. We hope that we can see some political courage in this session. We'd love to see the other side of the aisle support this referendum because their constituents already support it.
I'm going to back you up about a week. You and Senator Lassa did a session talking to constituents on the bus in Stevens Point. How'd that go?
It went well. We got to talk to a lot of people who rely on public transit to either get to work, get to school, get to the grocery store, get home. And it was a great way to shine a light on the importance of public transit in Stevens Point and central Wisconsin. A lot of people were very grateful to have us there, and we had some really good conversations, specifically with students about student loan debt and the cost of tuition. So I thought it was a great way to get out and about the district and talk to people in a different way.
71st District State Representative Katrina Shanklin, Democrat from Stevens Point, joining us today.